What's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Revolution of the Black Woman Will Be Televised. I am one of your hosts, Danielle Bailey.
And I am your co-host, Tamika Rhines.
What's up, you guys, and welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Come on.
Was that my note? I think I can sing a little bit again today.
Yes, my girl got her note today. What's up, you guys? And I just want to first say, let's just apologize for the episode being a little bit late on today. We had to shift it around a little bit, so we are here.
Nevertheless, we are here. Nevertheless.
Come on, nevertheless, the show will go on. So today, we are here today to talk about the soft life. I know that this is a term that we continue to hear around the world today, and we just kind of wanted to come and just give some life to the term from our perspective upon what soft life really means to us.
You know, I stumbled upon, I follow a lot of therapists, a lot of inspirational people on Instagram, on social media, on YouTube, and I came across the term of soft life, but it was introduced to me in such a way of luxury.
Yeah.
So then my mind equated soft life as luxury, and I need to pursue luxury, you know, riding airplanes with champagne bottles. You know, that's what I saw. And I was like, well, that can't be something I can seek after according to my finances. According to where I'm at today, that's not achievable for me. So the more I started to follow the whole health, the mental health, wellness, people who started incorporating soft life, but breaking it down into this is the true definition. Now, that's a hyped up picture, silhouette, you know, money-making version of soft life. But if we really break it down to how do you live that every day as a person and then as a woman and then as a Black woman, it's really something achievable. And I feel like it's really similar to the healing journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do too. I think that I'm like you. Like when I look at the soft life, especially on social media, it is about taking trips. It is about this and luxury. And then I was just like, one day, like, if soft life is for everybody can afford it. If
right.
You're looking at it from that standpoint. And so then I just started to kind of like research and then be introduced to, like, I remember seeing somebody was like, this is the broke version of soft life. And I was like, let me see, because I don't be able to identify with what she has going on. But her version was very practical, and it begins to include boundaries.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like, this is very much so achievable. I can achieve the soft life.
Absolutely.
And I like how she put it, the broke version of it. And I think that it wasn't, not necessarily saying that she's broke. I think that her title was just able to catch everybody.
Right.
And I appreciated that with her being able to just put that and show, like, yeah, you can. At any amount of stage in life, you can't experience the soft life. I liked it.
When I see the information that I see now about living the soft life, it's really about taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
It's really about everything that the healing journey teaches you to do. Setting boundaries, putting your mental health in a space where it can thrive. Mm-hmm. You know, letting go of toxic, unhealthy relationships, whether it be romantic, whether it be family, friendships, that just anything that does not mean you well, that causes you any undue stress, that eliminating that and creating space for the ability to cultivate healthy relationships,
yeah,
healthy co-workerships, healthy family relationships is what the soft life promotes. You
yeah.
know, absolutely. I want to be in Maldives with, in a hut, sitting across blue water, but can I create soft life living, the broad but general term of soft life living where I'm at my house, you know, and I feel like I am able to accomplish that even with the life stressors that I may have. Am I getting rid of and eliminating the things that cause me undue stress?
Yeah. I think that that is a good way to really and truly put that, like, how can I create that? And I know that I've been able to implement that. And it's just, I think that for me, sometimes the soft life is just breaking up the monotony of the day-to-day things. I go to work, I go home, I go this, I go that. And so when I just, when I can, I think it was like one day last week, I was like, you know what? I'm not finna go home. I'm finna go by the river.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I did. Like, I just did not go home. I didn't want to go home. And so I went by the river and I just sat out there until the mosquitoes started eating me up. And, but it was
in Louisiana, we have mosquitoes.
Them bad boys just golly. But it was that simple, like me just going out there and me just sitting down for like about 30, 45 minutes, like, because you always keep your chair in the car in Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? You never know when you go to a function and you got to pull your chair out. So I just pulled my chair out, sat out there and just, and relaxed. And to me, that was soft living.
Absolutely. I can tell you this weekend, you know, if you work all day or you run a business like you do, you know, you have a family you're taking care of, choosing to not check off that list.
Yeah.
Choosing to not say, oh, I got so much to get done between, you know, Friday night and Monday morning when I have to go back to work. I got so much to do if you do shift work.
Yeah.
You know, between the end of this shift and the start of my next shift, I got to get all this stuff done. So this weekend, of course, I've got a lot of things I need to get done. I wanted to go to some festivals and that fell off the list. You know, I just need to sit down.
Yeah.
I sat down. Now, everything still needs to be done, but I can appreciate that I sat down for more than 3 hours, had my phone down for more than 3 hours, and I really had to mindfully and intentionally, because I could absolutely go knock out 3 of the 6 loads of laundry that I got to do before Monday morning. I can easily go, and I tried it. This is how unconventional soft life is and how our minds as Americans, as women, as Black women, we're so used to going, to doing, to being for everything and everybody else that it feels so uncomfortable.
Right.
It feels uncomfortable to rest. I can say that for me as a Black woman. It feels uncomfortable to rest because I'm thinking, I know it's something I need to be doing. You know, I know it's something I need to be doing. Maybe I can sit down in between loads. Like my mind automatically started trying to find some way to me to work, even though on the other side of my mind is like, no, we're going to rest.
Yeah.
You have the opportunity or you can make the opportunity and the time to rest. And it's not resting in between the 30-minute loads and the 50 minutes in the dryer.
Right.
It's sitting down. The clothes can wait and you need to rest. And I ended up falling asleep.
I think that because as Black women, we're not taught the value of rest.
Ooh.
And like, I can
Are we talking about it?
Yes.
Are we talking about it?
I can say that, like, even now when I talk to my mom sometimes, like, yeah, I'm gonna go home just for lay down. Or I'm gonna rest or either, like, so for me, this right here, just realized I had to stop talking to my mom about some things because I take a nap through the week. From my lunch break is from 1 to 3 o'clock. So the first hour I will eat, or the first 30 minutes or whatever, I'm trying to find something to eat. But from 2 to about 2:45 to 2:55, I'm going to take a nap. And that right there is the rest that I need to power through the rest of my appointments. And so, like, when I was just telling my mama that, and that to me, that's soft living, because I need to be able to refuse to see these people in the evening time. And I remember telling my mama that. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go take a nap. I was like, all right, girl, I'm going to go ahead and take my nap. And so she was just like, a nap? What you doing? You ain't doing nothing up there. You not. And it was like, I was like, me trying to convince her that my nap is important and why it's important and why is that. I was like, one day, girl, I got to explain to you why I'm going to go take this nap. But like, we are not tired. And she was, girl, I be working all day, or I used to have to work all. You used to have to work all day.
Yeah.
And the trauma that comes along with that.
Yeah.
And you are trying to push that off upon me, who a person who has a mental job that needs to be sharp and that needs to be on point when you're working with clients. And it's just like, so like for me, I just think that we're not taught how to rest.
Absolutely.
And then we are ridiculed for when we do rest.
So I believe that, and I said, are we talking about it? Because my mind went to a similar place as far as in the generation before us. Rest was a luxury.
Yeah.
Rest was something that you have to earn. And I don't know who measured the earning. Like, I don't know who gives permission, who gave permission to rest. You know, I remember my father, who still works a very hard meal job, still works 12, 16 hours, and rarely gives himself permission to rest. You know, sometimes rest has to catch him. He can sit down to maybe watch a TV show and sleep falls on him. Like, rest is running up to catch up with him.
Yeah.
And that was the way he raised my two sisters and I. It's like, you got to work, you got to get it. You got to work, you got to get it. You got to support yourself. And all of that is true.
Yeah.
Great value in it. But I don't want to be ran down either. Like, I'm at a point in my life as a single mother that I don't want to be ran down. So if I don't do two things, rest. So I'm going to bed when them children go to bed.
Yeah.
And I mean them children, like Southern dialect and everything. When them children, not those children, when them children go to bed, I am going to bed. If I remember to turn on the dishwasher or not, if I remember that we got to get X, Y, and Z out, because that will fuel me enough to get up before the children.
Yeah.
So if they get up at 6:30, I now have enough rest to get up at 5, 5:15, 5:30, depending on which, you know, how I hit the snooze, how many times.
Yeah.
Then I can do what I didn't do that night. I was too tired to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But my mindset from how I was raised was to push through.
Yeah.
We were raised on the push through, keep going, you know. And then I had to realize in myself, you're not even doing your best when you're pushing.
Yeah.
When you're past your limit, which is where we say push through, you're not at your best self. You're not performing at your best measure. And while we can survive off of that still, you're not thriving in it.
Absolutely.
So when I started realizing that I'm not my best if I try to stay up late, you know, put the kids to bed, and then the work that I brought home, I'm trying to do it after I done did work all day.
Right.
You know, get off of work, ball field, gymnastics, whatever we got to do that evening, haircuts, whatever has to be done, and then try to pick work back up when it's time to start winding down.
Right.
I'm not doing my best, and I'm doing a disservice to whoever I'm trying to help at that time in the evening time.
Yeah.
So if I don't take rest, if I don't take quiet time, if I don't have reflection time, it hinders my personal growth journey, which makes my personal growth, my healing work, a lot harder to achieve.
Yeah.
And I think the soft life, the true livable soft life definition is what we have to have if we're going to, quote unquote, be the best version of ourselves.
We have to. And then soft life, and just listening to that, soft life incorporates rest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then also, like, I remember working with somebody, and their definition, I feel like that sometimes we got to, when you're embarking on this soft life journey, like, take the information that we give, get what's going to pertain to you, but then also going to figure out your own definition of what it looks like. Because sometimes I work with people and I'm like, you know, rest, you know, but then I began to say, what is your definition of rest? Because my definition of rest could be different. Sometimes their definition of rest, one of my clients, we defined it as them working in their garden.
Oh,
and that could be the complete opposite of my rest, because my rest is laying on the couch. But theirs was, I just want to rest and work in my garden. I wanted to do this, and it became their thing. The girl can go out here, go rest. But it was that, it was relaxing, it calmed them. It, like, I remember them describing, I can feel, it's almost like a massage.
Wow.
And that was their definition of rest. It was their garden.
I like that. So it individually applies to you.
Yeah.
I can compare that to when people used to say, you would tell me, enjoy the journey.
Yes.
find joy in the moments. Mm-hmm. And I would combat that, and I would say, you don't understand my life. You don't know what I'm going through. I got these children. I got to be here. I got to be there. I got to do this. Like, I was sounding like Busta Rhymes. You know, when I rattled off everything that I had to do, it sounded like Busta Rhymes, because I could rattle it off, and it felt like so much that I allowed anxiety to take away or to rob me of being able to enjoy being at the ball field.
Yeah.
You know, intentionally putting my phone down at the ball field and hollering for my child, or just watching him grow and develop and mature, and how he works with the coach and how the coach is mentoring him and developing him. Then I got a really good appreciation for what he was involved in when I stopped looking at it as a task.
When I stopped trying to figure out
how do I do this at this time and do that at that time and then get dinner done by this time and feed them a healthy meal? And, you know, when I stop looking at it, I'm able to rest at the ball field.
Absolutely.
I am able to sit down, but you have to intentionally do it, because the responsibilities of our lives will take away.
Yeah.
It will absolutely. Yeah. It just naturally will take away. You know, when we say yes to things, or we have responsibilities, commitments, the stress of it can cause anxiety. The anxiety of it steals the joy from you being able to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing. You're just waiting to crash.
Yeah.
And then we call that rest. Right, when we crash, we call that rest. When really it's our body trying to catch up to all that we've put it through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then just while you're talking, I was just like, you know, to myself, I need to explore what rest looks like for me. And not just think about it as, I need to try different things. I need to do this. I need to really and truly put my thinking cap on, but to really and truly explore what does rest mean. Because sometimes I can lay in the bed all weekend and I'm still waking up tired. Yeah. So that's not rest.
It's not refueling.
You know, it's not refueling. Right. It's not refueling rest. But if I can sometimes, like today when I walked outside, because I was going to stay in the house all day if I didn't have to record this podcast. But when I walked outside, it's a pretty day out here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so glad that I'm getting out of the house, you know, because Sundays are usually my days that I don't do much talking or whatever. But I was like, I'm so glad that I would have robbed myself. If I didn't have to record this podcast, I would rob myself of seeing how beautiful today was, because I wouldn't have gotten out the house.
There's beauty in today.
Yes.
That's deep.
Yes.
There is beauty in today. So I hope our listeners take away that you can explore what the soft life looks like for you. You can Google several definitions. Most of it points back to mental health wellness, prioritizing yourself. And it's really breaking the hustle mentality.
Yeah.
You know, founded by a Nigerian woman, what I get from it, is that you're breaking the hustle mentality. There is a time and a place to work.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely money bags to be made.
Yeah.
But what good is a money bag if you're miserable?
I'm following this girl on social media. Her name is, she goes by Zakiya Bland, but her brand is FBF. And then I follow her. She's from, I think she's from Philly or something like that. But she's taken, like, she built her brand from the ground up. She's a multimillionaire, and she's a black girl. And she's taking this year off, the full year. Like, she's not doing the hustle and the bustle. And she got the idea from this other lady about, you know, like, the hustle and the bustle, and we're always working. And the other lady is not even a millionaire like she is. And she was just like, that woman said, I'm taking off a year. And it was her sabbatical year. So that's what she's doing this entire year. She's taking off. She's going to run her business a little bit. I think she's going to have like 4 drops. But she's really taking the time out. She's traveling. She's enjoying the money that she made. And not just spending it on luxury, like, clothing items, but she's really, I think she just came back from Bali like a couple of weeks ago. She spent like 14 days there. So like, she's really like enjoying life. And I was just like, damn, like, what does that look like for you to be able to say, I'm gonna take a full year off, and I'm not sick, I am not damn near on my deathbed, I am not, like, because a lot of times, especially in the African American community, when our people really do, just the baby boomers, when they do have to stop working, it's usually because their body is ran down.
Yeah.
She's in a prime of her life with no health issues, and you're able to say, I'm not going to work this year, and I'm going to go and experience life with the money that I have made. And I just think that for me, I was like, that's a goal. And so, like, this other girl named that I follow, Mia Ray, she's doing the same thing. Like, this year, she's like, she's preparing her team for her to take a year off next year.
Wow.
And it's just like Black women are catching on, and they are really like putting it out. And I'm thankful that they putting it on social media, because now it's like, it gives me an idea. This is something that I can strive for. If these two can do it, like, I know I can do it too.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
You're saying this inspires me, and I can find a way that it can apply to my life.
Yeah.
So while it may not look exactly like theirs, it has lit a light bulb. It's planted a seed within mm-hmm. you. And you said, now how can I make this grow and blossom in my life so that it applies to me?
Absolutely. So it's just
I mean, for some of us, it may be a day off. There was a time in my life I had in my first job, the first agency I worked for, I took maternity leave and then still came back to work with over 100 hours of leave because I was, of course, in my 20s. I didn't have any health issues. And I just didn't believe in taking off of work. You know, from the household that I grew up in, it was work.
Right.
You know, as soon as you can, you're going to get this worker's permit and you got to go to work.
Yep.
And not that work is a bad thing. Work gives you purpose, especially if you're doing something you love to do, something you feel passionate about. However, there was no such thing as take the day off.
Yeah.
You know, I would see my daddy, even when he was sick, probably still do it to this day. My guy will vomit, gag, throw up, do what he got to do, clean himself up, and then go to work.
Yeah.
And that's honestly where I got it from. I think my sisters would probably say the same thing. Yeah, okay, you don't feel good, but you still got to get this work done.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you lost a family member, somebody passed away, go ahead and cry about it, and let's get this work done. Mm-hmm. Let's carry on with the mission. Not that that's a problem. It's a problem when you lose sight of your health and your well-being.
Yeah.
So calling in and saying, this is my mental health day, and actually practicing something that's good for me is a part of breaking the hustle culture, the hustle mentality where you go, I got 6 jobs, I got 8 jobs. And it was not too long ago I was like that. Let me see how many jobs I can get. Let me see how I can capitalize off of this license. And I'm like, baby, I'm tired.
Right.
You know, I can't even make it through the week. Come Wednesday, I am blown down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you got to push through. But I've realized that pushing through means I'm not giving my best. Whoever's on the receiving end is not getting my best. And then I'm going to have a little guilt sitting back here to eat me up about pushing too hard.
So it's just like we are unlearning so much right now. And that's why I'm saying, like, when unlearning comes, we need to be ready to explore.
Yeah.
Because when you're unlearning, you need to replace that with something
that fuels you.
Yeah. You know, and like I always tell my clients, like, if I tell you to stop doing something, it's my responsibility to give you something.
Yeah.
Because I can't just tell you to stop doing it. But what you gonna do? You've been doing this your whole, stop overthinking. Well, I've been overthinking my whole life. What you want me to do now? The thoughts still are going to come.
Yeah.
So I need to give you something in exchange. That's why it's so important that we start exploring and just don't think that exploring is going to cost you money, because sometimes it does not. A lot of the simple things I feel like in soft life does not require money.
Absolutely.
It
when
does
I
not.
Tell you walking in the neighborhood with my ear duds in and my favorite music. Now, of course, I've got to be, I'm a woman, so I have to be careful. I know I'm a vulnerable part of the population as far as in dangers and stuff like that. But just to take my mind away from everything.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, they encourage you to walk at work. My mind is still on work if I'm at work.
Yeah.
They encourage you to walk, you know, around your neighborhood. I do that. But if I'm close to my house, I'm still looking at my house. I'm still trying to figure out what needs to be done in my house while I'm taking this time to take a walk. So walking away from the house, my favorite music in, you know, it takes me completely away.
Mm-hmm.
You may even see me dancing because my mind goes to wherever the live music was recorded. You know, it's simple things like that. It's music I already have.
Yep.
It may have cost me a little gas to get to where I was going because I wanted to get away. Most people don't have to get away from their neighborhood. And it cost me nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't cost us anything. And we have to stop allowing social media to make us think that we can have to spend a lot of money, when in actuality, we don't. I remember when, I still say this to this day, every time I talk about that girl, and when Angie said, make a menu, and I was like, a menu, a weekly menu, and she was like, that's a part of self-care. I'm still blown away, because when I do want to practice self-care, or whatever it is that I'm trying to do with my life at the time, I will make a menu.
I love that. Angela Morin, shout out to you. Angela Morin has inspired me too. Yeah. I've learned so much about self-care that has just taken your time to intentionally take a shower.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, just being in the water. I mean, it sounds foolish. It sounds simple to some people, but when you try that thing out, when I learned radical self-care from Angela Morin, that, like, just like you said, it changed my life, and all of that is the walking out the soft life.
Absolutely.
Saying absolutely. No, closing your door, not hosting, not having company, not, you know, overcommitting on the weekends mm-hmm. that you already have a lot to get done, you know, changing your mind about something.
Absolutely.
Intentionally sitting in the tub versus taking a shower. You know, all of those things that we've learned about self-care is the actual practice of the soft life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right, y'all. That's all we got for
today.
That's
all we got. Hope y'all start living the soft life as it applies to you.
Absolutely. And if you need somebody to tell you, I give you permission to rest, okay? If you just need somebody to tell you that, there you go. Oh, that was so.
Tell them we said it. Tell them we said it.
We said it. You know what I'm saying? These girls I listen to, they told me I need to rest. They therapists too. That was, you know, that's how people do. Oh, whatever. So, nonetheless, thank y'all so much for rocking with us again on today. I am one of your hosts. I am Danielle Bailey.
And I am your co-host, Tamika Rhines.
And we will see y'all, talk to y'all next week. Bye, y'all.
Bye.